Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The gossip is greater than the original. So I'ma give them all I have to this world. Come on, help me say it.
This ain't no ordinary world.
This ain't no ordinary.
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
let me tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man from the pewer side. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. What she said, yo, she said, if I could only touch the forgiver of his darling, I'm gonna give it all I have at this moment. Someone help me pray, yo.
This ain't no ordinary
world. Oh, no, it ain't, no, it ain't, no, it ain't.
This ain't no ordinary.
So I'm giving all I have.
I'm giving all I have.
So I'm gonna give them all the hell.
I'm gonna give it
ain't no ordinary Bible study. This ain't no ordinary song. This ain't no ordinary people. We are peculiar people. We are God's people. That's been born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're just so blessed today to have each and every one of you all. So we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into today's lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. The word said that in everything give thanks, for this is your will, and it's in Christ Jesus. So we come thanking you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, that it's your word that we learn who we are and whose we are. It is through your word, Father God, that we are taught, and then it's through your word that we obey your word. We don't debate it. We just obey it, and we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that every promises that have been made to us, we say amen and praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that it's also in your word, Father God, that we are free. We are free from the things of this world. And having said that, Father God, we say Jesus is Lord over our lives. We decree and declare and affirm that Jesus Christ is Lord over our lives, because we are sons and daughters of God. We are, Father God, your temple. We are members in particular. And because we've been reconciled to you, I thank you, Father God, that we can walk in the Spirit. We can live in the Spirit. We can love in the Spirit. We've been created in the Spirit to be spiritual. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father, that somebody will hear a word today and declare and decree that your word is bigger than their situation. Thank you for it. These and our blessings we ask in Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank y'all so much.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, there's Pastor Bill. We're going to ask her. She'll give us a sandwich right quick. No, wait, Evangelist Renee, but we're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a sandwich right quick.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that prayer. Amen. So he wants a sandwich. Okay, let us get a sandwich ready here. All right. As Evangelist Renee would say, our first piece of bread is going to be James 3:13. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. And for our next piece of bread, 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Then inside that, we're going to use Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of opposition, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Amen. And then we're going to add 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Amen. Ezekiel 36:26, and I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. Amen. And then we're going to do Galatians 5:14. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. The last one, Luke 6:36, you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. What a sandwich. What a sandwich. Woo!
Praise.
I think that sandwich had about everything on it, didn't it, Pastor?
I tried, Pastor. You know,
oh, you did an excellent job, honey. You like them hoagies. I can see that right now. You like them super subs. But that's good. No, thank you so much for that. Listen, brother and sister, we're talking about developing godly thinking. Somebody may say, well, why do you want to develop that? Yeah, see, I know you've been born again. I get all of that. But you haven't developed it. Some people got saved because they went.
Mm. All right.
Some people joined the church, and as far as it went.
Mm-hmm.
Some people broke down one day and just started crying, and as far as it went.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Been there.
Like in everything. And I have to say this today. In everything, there's a development.
Yeah.
Everything. The phone that you now talk with, you first saw, that wasn't the phone.
Right.
They had those roller dials.
Yeah,
wasn't no push button. Wasn't no internet. You had to have wires.
Yeah.
You could go no farther than the wire went. The message could now. But they develop it. They develop it so now until it's on your watch.
That's right.
It's in your glasses. Yeah, the phone have been developed now until it's on your glasses. You push the button and start talking.
Right.
It's been so developed, communication, until you just tell Siri what you want, and she'll do it.
That's right.
Siri, turn on the air conditioner, and then she'll talk back to you.
Right. Amen.
It's been developed. Everything.
Uh-huh.
From the cause. And I'm going to continue to say this because until you really understand the importance of development, can you imagine we still riding in them same kind of cars they were when they first, you had to crank them?
Have mercy.
Then you had to jump out there and start. Then you had to jump back up in there.
Have mercy. Amen.
But look at you now. You're in the house and you start the car from being inside, getting up while you're taking a shower, your car warming up.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. Development. That's what that is. I know there's some other little cute words out there for it, but it's development.
Mm-hmm.
So it is in the Christian faith. We got to start developing. You got to grow. So hopefully next week we'll really get into that. God expect for us to develop by
yes.
simply saying he expect for us to grow.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God invested a lot in you. You may not see it, but God invests a lot in you. That's something right there to be cheerful about.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But we want to stay at a certain place. No, brothers and sisters, if you don't ever develop, you're going to become retarded. I mean, I wish I could have found a better way of saying that, Pastor. I say that unapologetically. I say that without any hesitation that you're going to die ignorant. You're going to die not knowing who you are and whose you are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. Undeveloped.
We have
yes.
to develop. And you have to develop yes. in knowledge.
Yes. That's right.
You go back and look at the first basketball and then look at the basketball today. Go back and look at the first pigskin, which is football. Go back and look at that and see how we develop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the first houses that we know about. Look at how we've developed in that area.
Yeah,
no more
that's right.
Roots,
mm-hmm.
You know. We have insulation
yeah.
in the houses now.
Yes. Amen.
So, at the end of the day, development is a good thing.
Amen.
If you can see it that way,
mm-hmm.
if you can see it like that, it's a good thing. It's good to develop and know who you are and whose you are and what you are. And with that
Come
being
on.
Said, we've been talking about one of the things, brothers and sisters, if you're going to develop, you got to be an overcomer. And I asked the Lord to give me something, and he said, that's enough right there. The word Lord, when you realize it's been mentioned over 6,000 sometime, the word Lord. And I said, what? Yeah, so I'm going to have to teach on Lord.
All right.
Over 6,000 times, right at 7,000 times to be the exact. It's probably more than that. That was just something I read.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we're gonna do a teaching on that. I know it's different Lords for different things, but that word used to be bigger than what it is today.
Mm. All right. Say that.
In the book of Hebrews, and it's just awesome, man, when I think about this. I read one book, every verse had Lord in it.
Mm.
And over there in the eighth chapter, I mean, it's a bunch of Lords over there in that book. In the
Amen.
Book of Hebrews.
Yes, it is. Amen.
8:2 says, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. In essence, we have just a high priest, authority right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen.
So the Messenger Bible have us understand that the word Lord, he means God.
Yes. Amen.
See, the word Lord means master, ruler, controller. So is he really mm-hmm. Lord of your life? Is he Lord over your sanctuary?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And if it's so, then is he minister over your sanctuary? No, I'll tell you. He's only minister over the true tabernacle. That's what Christ is. And he's only minister over that tabernacle for pitched it. Look at the 8th verse. It says, for finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, said the Lord. This is what the Lord said. But God said, but he used the word Lord, meaning because he's master. I just love to tell you he's Lord of lords. But see, everybody say that so quick that they don't understand what he said when they saying Lord of lords. But we're going to do 8, 9, 10, and 11. So let me, and I just want you to see how many times the word Lord appears. It says, a minute, because we did 2. 8 and 2. This is just the 8th chapter. No other chapter. I'm talking about the 8th chapter right here where the word Lord appears. For finding fault them, he said unto, the day cometh, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Jacob. The Lord said this.
Mm-hmm.
The 9th verse says, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand, led them out of Egypt because of continuing not in my covenant, regarded them not, said the Lord. This is God speaking. The Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with them, the house of Israel, said the, in those days, said the Lord. Watch what the Lord's going to do. The Lord's going to do this. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them God, and they shall be to me a people. Let me give you one more in the book of Hebrews. How about the 11th verse says this, and they said not to teach man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, no, yeah, I got to catch this, know the Lord. Do you know him? Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Don't make me turn. That's in the 8th chapter.
Praise God. Amen. But we know the first was found wanting because God says, heads up, the days are coming when I'll set up a new plan for dealing with Israel and Judah. I'll throw out the old plan I set up with their ancestors when I led them by the hand out of Egypt. They didn't keep their part of the bargain, so I looked away and let it go. This new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. They won't go to school to learn about me or buy a book called God in 5 Easy Lessons. They'll all get to know me firsthand, the little and the big, the small and the great. They'll get to know me by being kindly forgiven with the slate of their sins forever wiped clean. Amen.
Amen. The Lord said this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, some people say, but if you don't have a clear understanding what the Lord is, how can you develop? You need to develop in knowing who you're worshiping, who you're serving. Why is that so important, Pastor? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Because you can't have two gods. You're going to love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. Can't have both of them. So you can't have two lords.
Yeah. Amen.
The Lord of Lords. They were trying to figure out Jesus. Jesus said, well, if y'all know what that much says, what did David mean when he said, my Lord said to your Lord, and they were so baffled about how can your Lord say to my Lord when your Lord ain't even born yet.
All right, come on now.
Christ was Lord. Christ is Lord. If you're going to develop, you need to start first developing in the area of lordship. See, when they said things like the Lord of London, what that mean? See, they got a clear understanding. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's about knowledge of the Lord.
Yeah. That's right.
It's about knowing him as Lord. I know you know him as Savior. I get all of that. But do you know him as Lord? Because when you know him as Lord, then you become a covenant person with God, which is your Lord. But if you don't know him as Lord, then you won't be a covenant person with him.
All right.
All through the Old Testament, he mentioned Lord, Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
I want to say it's about 6,000 times, right at 5,000 times. And here in the New Testament, over 675 times, the word carried into the New Testament.
Amen, amen.
You have to know Christ, Lord. He has to become Lord. The devil said if he knew he was crucifying the Lord of glory, the Lord of glory, he never did it. He knew he was crucifying the Lord of glory. He never did that.
All right.
Develop in the areas that you know the Lord. Because if nobody told you this, I'm going to tell you. He want us to know him as Lord.
Amen.
Why you say that, preacher? So he can put his law within your mind. He can put your law, his law in your heart. But he's going to do it as Lord. And then
Amen.
I like the fact that he says, I will be a God. I'm going to ask Pastor to read this at 9-10th verse out of God's word. That's Hebrews 8, verses 9 and 10.
Okay.
Well, actually, the 11th verse, too. If you'd be so kind. No. Hebrews 8, verses 9, verses 11, through 11, please.
Okay, let's see here. Where is it on here? And that's Hebrew. I'm getting there past the hook down here. Let's see.
No problem. No problem. I'm patient.
You
have a lot of patience.
Thank
verses
God.
Verses 9, verses 9, 10, and 11.
Okay, from God's word. It will not be like the promise that I made to their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of Egypt. They rejected that promise, so I ignored them, says the Lord. But this is the promise that I will make to Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my teachings inside them. I will write those teachings on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. No longer will each person teach his neighbor or his relatives by saying, "Know the Lord." All of them, from the least important to the most important, will all know me. Amen.
Know the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll know God. No. Oh, no, Jesus, no. Know him as Lord.
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
Know him as Lord of Lords. And not mm-hmm. just in word, but understand what you're saying. When God said, you know, I want you to know me as your Lord. Why are you going to dispute that?
Mm-hmm. All right.
A couple of things goes along with that. To be Lord means there was a closer connection. Being Lord meant it was like family. That was
all right.
When you Lord, it means that you're over. You're ruling. The head of the house would be Lord.
Mm. All right. Amen.
Someone that was in control. But we never really taught that, even though the British put it in America's hand, but there were certain things America didn't want to follow, and that was one of them, lordship.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so what happens is the word Lord takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
Whole new meaning.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So if God wanted you to know him as Lord, he'd have told you that. Well, then he did.
All right.
He said, from the least to the greatest shall know me as yeah. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop. Man, I tell you, something went all over me when I thought about what that word means. It means that the smallest to the greatest is going to say, okay, Lord, you guide mine. You direct me. See, that's what Lord does. It makes sure you're taken care of. Because they're the ruler. They're ruling your life. Everybody haven't let God be Lord over them.
All right.
They did that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to put a pen there. Maybe pick it up Sunday whenever the Lord say so. But you have to be careful using that word Lord. Get a clear understanding of what it means. And hopefully next week I'll have that for you. And I hope that you'll receive it.
Yeah.
If I'm tempted to give it to you now. But I'm going to be patient. Because he is Lord. He wants you to know him as Lord. Mm-hmm. See, when you know him as Lord, there's no dispute. It's just straight obedience.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
Do you have anything, Pastor?
I was just looking in the back at the concordance where it has Lord and just how it starts at the beginning with Genesis. It ends with the book of Revelation. So it just says, Genesis 15:6 says, he believed in the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:4, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Deuteronomy 10:17, the Lord your God is God of gods. Psalms 37:4, delight thyself in the Lord. Psalm 97:12, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. Psalm 103, the Lord, he is God, it is he. And it's just given like just a brief, if you would, just briefly of Lord. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord. Isaiah 45:24, in the Lord have I righteousness. Mark 2:28, Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Romans 14:9, Lord of the dead and of the living. All right. Romans 16:12, labor in the Lord. Ephesians 4:5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. 1 Timothy 6:15, King of kings and Lord of lords. Revelation 14:13, dead which died in the Lord. Revelation 17:14, he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Amen. That was just, you know, those topics. And different gave us the scripture that we can go in and also add more to this. So when we go back and listen to the recording or the broadcast, that'll help tie in with what you're saying also about the Lord, but that he's Lord of lords and King of kings.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else have any comments about anything that's been said? Like I said, it was just in my spirit to teach on the word Lord. And if the Lord say do so, believe me, it's coming. I just want to let you know from the book of Hebrews that God said he wants you to know him as not Louis Beasley. God himself. So So he going to teach you, and he'll teach your grandkids too, and he'll teach them older people too.
Amen. Yes, he will. Thank you, Lord.
He'll teach the small and he'll teach the great. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got to have a college degree to learn this stuff. He'll teach you.
Amen. That's so true.
You don't even have to have money to buy. He's going to say, come eat free. Because he's Lord. He can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into what that word means hopefully next week. But what's really important is developing. And you want to develop in that area of Lord, what that really means.
Amen.
Paul, when he got knocked off the beast, I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. He recognized there was a power that was greater. So he looked up. And he said the beast had knocked him off. And he says, who art thou, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
He asked him, who is the Lord? I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm Jesus, the one you crucified and the one you, when they crucified. And that's who I am. He said, Lord, what would you have me to do?
Yeah.
So he used the word Lord because he understood that Lord meant power.
Mm. Ooh.
He
all
recognized
right.
Jesus as Lord with power. Because what happened to him, you had to be a Lord to do that.
Right.
Knock him off his beats.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
there was no religion. Religious stuff. This was God in the flesh becoming Lord. Well, anyway, we'll get into it next week. I'm just excited. I just said, man, say excited. Yeah, I say excited about the Word of God. Ain't no secret.
Amen.
If you know me, that's the one thing you're going to learn. And I love the Word of God.